Once upon a time, there was a serious, well-behaved young black cat. It belonged to a kind old lady who assured me that no other cat could compare with Kitty. She lived in constant fear that Kitty might be stolen. "I hear there is a shocking fashion for black catskin muffs. Wherever is Kitty gone to? Kitty! Kitty!" She called it Kitty, but Kitty called herself Miss Catherine St. Quintin. Cheesebox called her Q, and Winky Peeps called her Squintums. They were very common cats. The old lady would have been shocked had she known of the acquaintance. And she would have been painfully surprised had she ever seen Miss Kitty in a gentleman's Norfolk jacket and little fur-lined boots. Now, most cats love the moonlight and staying out at nights. It was curious how willingly Miss Kitty went to bed. And although the wash-house where she slept, locked in, was always very clean, upon some mornings Kitty was let out with a black chin. And on other mornings her tail seemed thicker and she scratched. It puzzled me. It was a long time before I guessed there were, in fact, two black cats. If we had been outside the washhouse one summer night by moonlight, we might have seen one black cat cross the yard and jump upon the windowsill. "You are late, Winky Peeps," said another black cat inside. "Sorry, Squintums," answered the first black cat, unfastening the outside shutter. "I object to being called names," said Miss Catherine, jumping gracefully out of the window. For this was Naughty Kitty's plan. When she wanted to go a-hunting, Winky Peeps opened the window and came in to wait till Kitty came home. Tonight, he stopped outside. Kitty had put on her coat and little boots. "Get in through the window, Winky Peeps."
"Shan't," said Winky Peeps, defiantly.
"What?" said Miss Catherine, preparing to scratch him. Winky Peeps changed his tone and began to purr and coax. "Please, Miss Kitty, let me go a-hunting too. Slimmy Jimmy is doing rabbit holes with his cousin John Stoat Ferret."
"Where, where?" asked Kitty. Her cat's eyes flashed. She had once seen a rabbit in the garden. "In the wood, behind Cheesebox's house. They want to borrow your air gun, Miss Squintums," purred Winky Peeps. "Cheesebox wouldn't give it to them."
"Certainly not," said Miss Catherine. Nevertheless, she and Winky Peeps hurried away up the lane towards Cheesebox's house. Cheesebox was a stout, tortoise-shell cat who lived at the edge of the wood. I do not think Cheesebox herself ever went rabbiting. She had more sense while there were rats and mice in plenty. But she collected odds and ends for Mr. Worry Ragman, a knowing little terrier who drove about the country in a little rattling cart. He bought rabbit skins and mole skins, rags and bones and, oh, shocking, feathers and eggs from Cheesebox and from Winky Peeps and from Tommy Brock the badger and Mr. Todd the fox.
"There's your gun, Miss Q. Much good it may do you. I don't hold with poaching along with dirty ferrets. Mind that—"
At this moment the gun, which Miss Kitty was loading with a pellet, went off. Winky Peeps fled from the house with a squall, and Cheesebox cuffed Kitty. When Kitty came out, Winky Peeps was nowhere to be seen. I think Cheesebox may be right about ferrets. Miss Kitty shut the gun with a snap, and it went off again. The gun was an air gun, so Miss Kitty ran no risks with gunpowder.